It's September 2nd, 1988. We have with us Ellen Todd.
And where were you born?
Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois?
Mm-hmm.
And when were you born?
1948.
What day?
July 21st.
And your permanent address?
Permanent address is Post Office Box 161212, San Diego, 92116.
And what this tape is for is I'm doing a book called At It.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll have your photograph on one page. And then another page will be your story.
Uh-huh.
And there's hopefully going to be 50 At It in this book.
Uh-huh.
And I want you to talk about it. What you think is important that happened in your life,
uh-huh.
like your childhood, some bizarre episodes, and your spiritual past today, and
all of that.
All of that, and hopefully it'll let people know there's hope.
Uh-huh.
And basically, this is a reflection of me. All the photographs and all the written story and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because I met.
Okay.
And let people in the real world know that we're just like normal people.
Or
not so normal.
Have you seen that lobby?
Okay, let it rip.
Well, I often think about the fact that I was probably under the influence in the womb. And that I know I was under the influence of addiction before I was ever under the influence of drugs. Like a lot of people who develop a full-blown addiction in later years, both of my parents were alcoholics. And I don't think that the fact that they were not particularly good parents is as important as the fact that they were both addicts. Because I think that, in my experience, people seem to have the disease or they don't, and it seems to be inherited. It's just too common to be coincidence. And I grew up a little girl in the 50s and then a teenager in the 60s. Perfect timing, because I was introduced by the family doctor to diet pills, amphetamine, which was a natural lead-in to using the street drugs that became available in the late 60s. And although there was a period of time in the 70s when I was married and living a fairly normal life, normal that, you know, I bought groceries and gave the kids baths and what have you, I was never comfortable in my skin. And though during the marriage I wasn't particularly using or abusing chemicals, I always had the feeling that I was out of sync with the rest of the world. And when that marriage ended in the late 70s, I was introduced to a particular drug that took me downhill very, very rapidly into the sickest part of addiction. And I stayed in that insanity for, 5 terrible years. But for a number of years I was progressing, and then I began to progress very rapidly. And I found recovery. I found recovery in 1984. And to me it seems as though everything that I know about how to recover from addiction has to do with spiritual principles. It simply does. Everything that I've heard along the way, being a hippie flower child and, you know, a student of philosophy and a student of life, everything came to a focus in learning about how to recover from addiction. And that focus was a practical approach to spiritual principles rather than mysticism and philosophical discussions, a practical application of spiritual principles like honesty and real caring. And as far as my spiritual path now, I think people who stay clean generally find some sort of higher power or God, if you will. And I have one of my own creation that does real well for me. I like the concept of prayer because I used prayer before I knew it was prayer. I think everybody said out loud, "Please help me," in the moment of insanity. And when we're talking to ourselves, you know, in essence, we're talking to the God self. So that's what keeps me sane today. And in recovery from the act of drug addiction, I have found that addiction has many aspects I never knew about. And as the months and the years go by, I find more insight and more ability to use the tools, the principles, and you know, here I am today. In midlife, doing everything absolutely different than I ever did before. I think that's the nutshell. Any questions?
If that's all you want by your page, a lot of people talk for 45 minutes and 90 minutes, but if you catch it so simple and sweet, it's wonderful.
Yeah, I think it's simple and sweet.
Okay, thank you very much, Ellen.
Okay.